Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of Scaleville. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the legends behind the Devil's Chair. The Devil's Chair was made in Casabega, Florida. It's a little town near the north of Orlando, Florida, right? The chair was built in 1926 by a 9-year-old man whose wife and daughter had died. He was really upset about his loss, and when he was building his memorial for his family, he had a chair built in, right? Now, there's many different legends, but this is the original legend. So like I said, right? So 1926, a 9-year-old man who was grieving his death of his wife and daughter made the memorial. He had a chair built in that he would use so he could, you know, sit down and talk to his family every day, right? Thing is, he would spend every day of all day and every day of his life sitting and just talking to his family there, because he had no other family, right? So he would just sit there. And over time, people would end up calling him crazy and make fun of him for sitting there and just, you know, mourning his wife's and daughter's death, right? After a year after that, on Halloween, two teens went to the cemetery at 11 o'clock at night and saw the man crying over the grave, so they called the police thinking that something was wrong, just to be told that that man had died 2 days before that night. So there was, you know, so they saw the man's ghost there, limbo, still crying and mourning his family's lost. Now, there's many different legends surrounding this chair, but the local legend says, that's the original legend, but the local legend says that the chair was built by the devil himself, and that if you go there and leave a can of beer on the chair, when you return at 12 at midnight, the can of beer should be empty, so the liquid wouldn't be there anymore, but the can will still be shut, so it would be weird. And if you sit down, the devil is supposed to come towards you and whisper something evil or just talk to you in your ear, which is kind of creepy if you think about it. So there's many legends. Those are two legends there that are most popular ones that surround the devil's chair. Now, which one is true? That really depends on which one you believe more. Me personally, I like both of them. I like the first story, basically about a man loses his family in a fire. He ends up building a memorial. He sits on that chair all the time, and he ends up he ends up dying, and his spirit, his ghost, still sits at that chair. Which is a very nice, which is a very cool story. I mean, the other one's even cooler too, which, it's just kind of a ritual where you kind of, leave a can and, the devil will speak to you. Which, by itself is pretty creepy. So, you guys let me know what you guys think of that story, of those stories, and tell me which one you guys believe. And if anyone lives near there or has ever done it, I'd like to know what your results have been. I'd like to know if the ritual is true or not. I've never been there, so I don't know too much about it, but I'd like to find out what you guys' experience was. That's it for today's episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed my first episode, and if you guys have any videos, topics, or suggestions, or stories you guys want me to do my research on, just leave a voice message, or I'll put my email up so you guys can hit me up on there. So yeah, peace.